we got into locker room and guys who take, who get completely naked in the locker room and not. There's one call here I want to take before we just move on from that for the rest of the day, because this is an interesting one. I had a guy call up earlier, if you're just joining us, who saw Al Pacino's balls when he was 13 years old after playing racquetball or paddleball at a gym with his grandfather. So we'll go to Rich in Cherry Hill. What's going on, Rich?
Hey, what's up, guys? How are you?
What's up, man? What do you got for us?
So two things. So humble brag here. Boomer. Maybe not Geo, but Pine Valley, hands down, best showers in the world.
All right.
Humble brag.
I would put Friar's Head. I would put Friar's Head up against those.
Sounds good. Sounds good.
Have you ever been to Friar's Head?
This goes back.
Have you ever showered at Friar's Head?
I have not, but I mean, I have not. But listen, if you have an open invitation for me, I'm down for it.
I don't. But anyway, I'll put those showers up against anyone in the world, by the way.
All right.
Okay.
All right. So secondly, I'm going back 25 years now. I'm sitting in the, long story short, sitting in the steam room. Two guys walk in, right? We get to talking. I get invited to a show down here at the Tweeter Center out here in Camden. This is, again, 25 years ago. And the guy invites me to the show. And I'm like, listen, dude, I got a girlfriend. I'm going to dinner tonight. Can't make it, whatever. So again, long story short, I walk out of the steam room. I'm sitting on the bench. This guy walks out. Second guy's got a big afro, and the other guy looks like Lenny Kravitz, and it is. First thing I did, I will never look at this guy the same. My eyes directly went down, and literally, he was down to his shin.
Yeah, that's like an urban legend about the Lenny Kravitz penis.
Well, this guy's confirming it.
Yeah, man. So
I've seen it.
Rich, good call, man. He's seen the Lenny Kravitz penis. Yeah, I mean, okay. Yeah, these things will scar you. They definitely will. They'll stick with you for forever. So starts with the Pine Valley showers, ends with the Lenny Kravitz penis. That is a run the gamut type of phone call here on The Fan. All right, Jerry is back with us. What's up, Jerry?
Brought to you by Hard Rock Bet. Download the Hard Rock Bet app and roll with us, since we're talking about locker room nakedness. This was the Spike Eskin stuff from WIP. Packers play the Eagles, of course, on Sunday, as we know. And I guess there was this story, as Spike will tell you, on WIP as he brought Sean Landetta on to either deny or confirm. And Landetta, at least in the beginning, doesn't seem like he appreciated the phone call.
Freddie Mitchell was on the morning show today, and he mentioned that you and John Ritchie were often in the sauna together. But Freddie Mitchell mentioned that, how do I put this, that you would groom your under regions in the sauna.
Now, my first thing is,
yep,
you want to call me during prime time radio in Philadelphia.
Yes.
And talk to me about something like that. Are you kidding me?
So you're listening, and you're like, oh, this is going to get good.
Mm-hmm.
No, it doesn't, because then he actually goes on and answers the question.
I know this is TMZ radio, and I like Freddie, you know, good teammate and all, but what he said was absolutely false. I totally denied being in the sauna with John Ritchie. That never happened.
Oh, wow. Now, okay.
But
Beryl laughs at Sean Landetta, man. Let me tell you.
As he goes on, apparently there is a little bit of truth to it, at least could be.
May there have been a time where I was by myself and maybe had to shave a little bit. Okay. That's something maybe that goes on privately in a locker room. And there is a saying in the NFL that's supposed to go, what you see here and what you say here stays here and never leaves here.
But well, apparently in this case it did leave here, so.
Yeah, I mean, and then he kept going a little bit to the point where Spike was like, listen, Sean, I wasn't trying to offend you at all here. Like, I just...
we're just having fun.
Yeah, and he goes, yeah, you're having fun, except for the guy that you're humiliating on the air.
Yeah.
Why would that be humiliating?
I don't know. Listen, we both like Sean Landetta.
Yes.
But in this instance, he came across curmudgeonly and like he doesn't want to have any fun and just have a couple laughs and whatever. And then he said the Eagles got a playoff game. We're talking about shaving my balls or something. Like, yeah, that's what's happening.
Yeah, a lot of guys. Yes. We I don't know if they still do it these days, but back in the day, we used to have weigh-ins every week, and certain guys had certain weight that they had to make in order to receive a bonus. And, you know, we all would be sitting in the sauna.
Mm-hmm.
Who has the largest penis?
Right. There could be 8 guys sitting in the sauna.
Yeah.
Completely stark naked.
Yep, trying to get that water weight out.
Exactly. And some guys were shaving, some guys weren't shaving. And then there was one guy that when he came in, you knew he was going to drop a bomb in there.
Oh. Come on.
And he cleaned out the whole thing.
Oh.
And that was just his thing. You know, he just come in, hey, guys. I'm like, oh, God, here we go. And sure enough,
1980s
he dropped
football.
The bomb and the bomb one. He dropped the Jesus. Bomb and the bomb one.
What do you think of Sean's reaction there? Like, I was surprised because
I wasn't. I'm not.
Really?
No.
I don't even. He's been around radio long enough to like. Have
but
a
he,
laughs
I know, but that. He's. I think he takes his life and his. I would say his greatness on the football field very seriously. That's how I would put it.
Jerry,
no, nothing.
Okay,
his greatness on the football field.
He was a great punter. Maybe one of the greatest punter in the NFL.
He was a fabulous punter.
The guy actually should be in the Hall of Fame. Ray Guy's in.
Well, you know maybe what? I think that this shaving the balls story is going to keep him out now. That's
no,
what I
<it's>
think.
Not.
I think the humiliation.
But again, who's fighting for a punter? If you ask Phil Sims, he'll tell you he thinks he's the greatest punter he's ever seen.
Greatest punter ever?
Well, when he was playing, and that's what
better
counts.
Than Ray Guy.
What was he like? He was a great punter. That's all I'm saying. Played a lot of games. Punted.
What
a
about
lot
Mitch
of
Berger?
Games.
Had a nice long career.
I like Reggie Roby. He had the watch on.
Yeah, Reggie Roby. Great one.
He did.
Gotta
go. Come on.
Oh, what was that? Wow, that one punter.
Jeff Fiegels was nasty.
Yes, he was great too.
Andy
former
Lee.
Teammate of
was
mine.
That? Was it Andy?
Was he for the 49ers?
Yeah,
wasn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah,
yeah.
He was really,
really
good.
For a while. Yeah. Well, they all kick the ball a mile now.
And Boomer, you had that one guy. I think the only punter / wide receiver.
Yeah, Pat McAnally back in the day. Yes, went to Harvard.
He was a punter wide
and he was
receiver.
The guy. Yeah, he was a punter wide receiver, and he was the guy that came up with the Kenner Toy starting lineups. And I was the first guy that was the starting line. He asked me, can I use your likeness as a starting lineup figurine? It's crazy.
How about that?
Yeah. I said, sure.